the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is, of course, the Roland Trujillo Show, a very special program. Today we're going to talk about problems. We all have problems, but I'm going to talk about our biggest problem of all. And our biggest problem of all has to do with emotions. We react and respond emotionally. We become irritated, exasperated, nervous, angry. See? We become excited. We become nervous. We react emotionally to things. And it is our emotional reactions that results in, number one, programming, where we become programmed to and conditioned to react and react and react, so that years later, when a similar person or a similar situation to which you first reacted appears, you find your body reacting again, and you find yourself behaving as you did when you were a little child. You find yourself behaving as you did when you were a child, getting upset, making mistakes, whatever it was, you find yourself doing it again. Now today I want to tell you how you can learn to solve your emotional problems. And it has to do with identity. It has to do with identity. Now, long time ago in the Garden of Eden, and a long time ago for you when you were a little child, before you became upset, before you were teased, before people pulled on your heartstrings and made you emotional and got you all upset, you were innocent and carefree. And if nobody had messed with you, you would have grown to be what you were, the person that you were meant to be. But because you became upset, you got sidetracked, and you began to grow in a worldly way. See, when you responded to the world became, see, whatever you responded to, whether it was your nagging mom, your seductive mom, your upset mom, your tempting mom, your angry dad, your wimpy dad, your not there dad, your mean big brother, your mean big sister, the other kids, the bossy teachers, see, whoever you responded to, that became your environment. That became your environment, and you became a creature of your environment. See, God made it that way so that animals would be in sync with and finely tuned to their environment. That's the way it's supposed to be. But with we humans, see, when we become finely tuned and in sync with our environment, when we become a complete creature of the environment, there's something wrong with that. We don't feel right about going around reacting, reacting, reacting. Now, if you have a dog or a cat or a mouse or an elephant or a tiger, they react and respond to their environment with hair trigger sensitivity. But it's perfectly normal and natural. But when you go around reacting, see? Now, before I get into the long ago part, I was going to talk about the beginning of the human race. But let's just focus on what I'm talking about now, because this is so critically important. If you could grasp this, it could be life-changing. You know, so many times I hear some of these programs on the radio or on television. They talk about transforming, about life-changing experiences. You know, and for the most part, I have to be honest, it's phony, or it's just more emotion. See, if you respond in a big, big, big way to some person or some group, some cause, some leader, it's just another big emotional reaction. Yes, it may be life-changing, but it'll be life-changing in that you'll become a creature of that environment, a creature of that leader, that cause, that group, that experience. See, just more emotion. You'll be more corruption will enter in. So we don't want that, but we want a real life-changing experience, which is seeing the truth about your emotionality and learning to calm down and then become the person you were meant to be. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here I am, Roland Trujillo, your trustworthy host. Now, what I was about to say is that when you become a creature of the environment, then you change. You change, see, you evolve to be in fine, to be in sync with that environment, finely tuned to that environment. But not only do you change physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spirit, even at the spirit level, there's a change. See, and that is not good because you then change from what you were meant to be. Now let's take a look at this, shall we? First of all, let me mention that I'm sure you've heard, you know, if you're a Christian or you've been around Christians, you probably heard at some point it said that we are created in the image and likeness of God. Well, that happens to be true. We are created in the image and likeness of God. But when you look around at people, when you look at how they act and what they do and how they live, they don't look or act as if they were created in the image and likeness of God at all. See? And incidentally, that's why a lot of Christians who are not really Christian all the way through, or Christian in name only, that's why they give Christianity a bad name. Because other people look at them and say, well, look at them, look how phony they are, and look what they're doing. See, they have just as much divorce, and they have just as much drugs, and they just cheat as much and lie and so on. See, so they give Christianity a bad name. So then people are tempted to say, well, it's not true. Christianity is not true. The fact is, the people that supposedly represent Christianity don't do a very good job of it. See, they're not really Christian. If they were really Christian, see, then they wouldn't act as they do. See, are you with me? And they wouldn't pressure people, and they wouldn't do bad things. Now, so let me say that you were created in the image and likeness of God, and if you ever want to return to be really and truly yourself, see, then you must refind your original identity, refind your Creator and His environment of truth and love, and then you can grow and flower as you were meant to be. See, have you ever had the experience where somebody called your name, whatever your name is, Mary, John, Jane, Ralph, Katie, Caitlin, Kyle, whatever your name is, Thomas. Have you ever heard somebody call your name or heard your name called and you responded, but you didn't feel like it was you? See, you didn't feel like yourself. You look in the mirror, you don't feel like yourself. See, we can all sense at some level that something has gone wrong. So let me give you some more clues as to what went wrong and then show you how to recover from it. May I, please? All right. Now, if you would like to have a sense of how much you have changed, well, it's hard for you to do that, really, but I'll just give you a couple of clues. Number one, here's one clue. Look at what you are reacting to. Well, you may not be able to. You may not be able to look to be objective enough and calm enough and to be able to stand back and see what you how react are. Well, then you need to get my meditation. You need to get the meditation that we have here. You can get an introductory version of it for free, or you can order it at our store. You know, for about $20, you can get the meditation and a booklet. and another CD to go along with it. But you can also listen to an introductory version for free if you go to our website, CoachRoland.com. CoachRoland.com. Very easy to get to. So you can stand back and begin to look at yourself objectively. But for the time being, and perhaps now as you're listening to me, you may find yourself in a little more of an objective frame of mind, because you're listening to me. You're not caught up emotionally in something right now. You're listening to me calmly. So if you can notice what you react to, then you'll see what kind of an environment you came from. See, so what is it that you find yourself reacting to? See? To the injustice, to meanness, to cruelty, to phoniness, to nastiness, to people that look down their nose upon you, and so on. If you find yourself reacting and judging those types of people, well, that's how it got started. But notice how not only do you react to people that are mean or cruel or look down their nose at you or who are unfair or something, but notice how you go around judging everybody. See, you go around judging this person and that person, and you say, why is he so slow? Why can't she move faster? Look at how he cut in front of me. You know, see, you have all these little judgments. So if you look very carefully, you will see that you became just like the person that you hated when you were a child. Or when you were younger. Did you hate, when you were a little child, you were innocent and happy and carefree, or when you were a teenager? See, and then you saw somebody that was mean and cruel, somebody was judging you, see, giving you a hard time over little things, and looking down their nose at you, and acting like they were better than you, and being unfair, and saying mean things, and so on, see? Well, now, look, you go around judging people. Look at her, look at him, look at what they're doing, look at how she's dressed. Dresses, look, talks. Look at how he walks. Look at how he cut in front of me. Look at how slow he is. Can't he move any faster? See? You became that kind of a person yourself, because that was the environment that tempted you. Now here we have to bring in another factor, and that's called temptation. See, there is such a thing as temptation. We're not just monkeys or cats or dogs or frogs as human beings. We have something in our environment which is called evil or error, and it tempts us. See, there is evil which tempts us, and then there are people who have responded and are in error, and then they tempt us. People that are in error and do bad things tempt us to hate them, to judge them. But then there are people who simply make little mistakes, and then we hate them and judge them for their little mistakes, and that means that we're unfair. See? So now do you see what kind of an environment you came from? Do you see that your sensitivity, your irritability, your anxiety, your fear, your nervousness, your anger, your rage, your hostility, see, or your excitements? What is it that excites you? See, the excitement of a naughty person or a naughty joke, or the excitement of party time, or the excitement of an opportunity to take advantage of somebody or steal something or do something that, see? Whatever that might be, well, that means you've been tempted in the past and you have fallen. I'll be right back after this important announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 82, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is a very wonderful program. I am talking about the spiritual side of life. I am describing a human problem with emotions and with identity. How we lose our identity, we're no longer ourself, see, is underneath layers of something else that came into us through our reaction to our environment. See, now if your environment had been perfect when you were a child, if your mom had been perfect and your dad and all the people around you had been perfect, well, then you wouldn't have been corrupted. Although there's a chance that, see, we humans have a little weakness. We have a propensity to judge. See, we want to play God. That's something that we inherit. Now, you can't help that. You inherit it from your parents, from their parents, all the way back to Adam and Eve. Remember, Adam wanted to play God? He was told by the serpent that if he ate of the tree of knowledge, he could be like a god. See? Well, he went for it. See? And so we are the progeny of Adam and Eve, and we inherit that. We want to be God. We like people to admire us. We want to be respected. See? We want to be recognized. And if somebody disses us, if somebody doesn't respect us, or if somebody criticizes us, well, then we hate it. See, we hate criticism, we love praise. See, we want to be a god, always right, never wrong. See how you inherited that? Okay, well, that's what you inherit. Now, it's not really your fault, you inherited it. But how you deal with that part of you, because you see, it's that part of you, that latent seed or a latent propensity or tendency to be prideful, see, that when temptation's along, it finds that weakness and then capitalizes on it. So temptation comes along and it is cruel, tempts you to puff up in judgment like a god, you know, puffing up like a king or like the judge puffing up in judgment and condemnation of them for their cruelty. And if someone comes along and praises you and tells you how wonderful you are, or makes you feel, you know, like top of the world, well, then you like that. You like the drug or the marijuana or the pill or the alcohol or the person or the music or the experiences that makes you feel like God, that makes you feel great and wonderful. See, you like that. Are you with me? See? Well, so now you see what temptation does. It comes along, it finds your weakness, and then you react and respond, and then you begin to become shaped and molded by that environment to which you responded. See? So you see how you become a creature of temptation. See how that works? All right, well, that's what happened to you. See, you didn't want that to happen, but that's what happened. So there was temptation all around. Your mom tempted you. Your dad tempted you with his weakness or his anger or his not being there for you. And your mom, she was too much, or she was always sick or always complaining, or she was seductive, or she tempted you to resent your father, or see what I mean? Other kids tempted you. The whole world was there. Music tempted you, the peer culture, the culture, the drug culture, the teachers were there tempting you to be prideful and to go for knowledge and to be ambitious, and they tempted you with wrong ideas. And there, the whole world is just wall-to-wall temptation, see? And you had a weakness, so you went for it. And the kinds of temptation that you fell for, well, that shaped you into a certain type of creature with an identity, a worldly identity that belongs to the world of temptation, see? So now there you are, stuck with this identity. I'll be right back. Hello. Many people listening to my radio program
and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying today's program. So here you are, stuck with this worldly identity, an identity which craves praise and which loves to judge. It craves to judge other people. See? And it's a glutton for punishment. And you can see how it is. It's a product of your culture. Cultural conditioning and of the kinds of temptation, see, that you, where you grew up and what you encountered. Now, the more reactive, now I began by talking about emotions. Let me just say that the more emotional you have been throughout your life, the more corrupted you have become. So how do you get your innocence back? See, how do you get your original identity to be a creature of God? See, the kind of person that God intended you to be. Well, you have to be able to stand back. You have to be able to stand back and observe what has gone wrong with you without reacting to it. See, now what happens is you see something wrong with yourself and you hate it. See, you hate yourself. You resent seeing something wrong with yourself. Or you struggle with you do something wrong, see, and then you hate yourself. You struggle with it. See, then you comfort yourself with food or alcohol or something, and then it becomes a problem, then you struggle with it, so you're just involved in one struggle after another. So you must find a way to stand back and observe what has gone wrong with you without reacting to it, without struggling with it, without becoming upset by it. Just see it. Just observe it. See? And throw the entire weight of your salvation upon your Creator. See, He will be able to deal with it. So how do you do that? Well, you should get the meditation that I have. I have the most wonderful meditation. It's very simple, and it's a very good meditation. You see, there are so many meditations in this world, but they always leave something out. Have you noticed? They leave God out. See? They talk about feeling better, or they talk about nirvana, or about getting rid of stress, or they talk about all these things, but they somehow manage to leave God out. See? And then the ones that do talk about God, well, it's always, it's all about knowledge and study, and, you know, the words sound fine, but a lot of times there's a bad spirit behind it. It's pressuring you to conform. See? And if you conform, then you're just conforming to another pressure and more corruption enters. There has to be a way you can stand back and receive the pure and simple touch of God. And that's what our meditation helps you to do. It helps you to stand back, be objective, observe what is, see? And if you have a pure intent, a good intent, then, well, you will draw near to your intuition, to what you know in your heart is right. See, to what you've always known in your heart is right. You'll draw very close to that, and then you'll be on your way to recover from your afflictions, to recover from what has gone wrong with you by having responded and reacted to temptation. Then you'll be able to go out in the world and observe people without hating them, without judging them, without becoming impatient with them. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is Roland. It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal. We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years. But in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you.
Well, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we do need some help. If you're a new listener, I don't expect you to give any help. Just go to my website and get all the free things that we have, including a free introductory version of the meditation, free lectures, and free articles to read and blogs to read, and become acquainted with what we have. And take some time to stand back and relax and unwind and become acquainted with yourself again. See? Ladies and gentlemen, I beg of you, take to heart what I have said, and I'm extending my hand in friendship. I want to help you to regain your true identity and be yourself and be free from, well, your afflictions. Until next time, may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.